Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card. Not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced that less stuff means more freedom. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance.
Hey everybody, this is Alan Tudyk, and this week, Geek... What is it? Hello everybody, this is Alan Tudyk, and this week in Geek.net, you may know me from Firefly, or Con Man, out on Vimeo. Check it out.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to the Nerd News Network. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Today is Tuesday, August 9th, 2016. How is everybody doing? Yes, Nerd News is a little late this week, mostly because of actually temperatures. We are going through one of the most brutal heat waves we've actually had this summer here in southern Ontario. So podcasting inside of an oven is not exactly my idea of fun, but I do want to make sure I do get the news out to you guys this week.
GEICO presents, yikes, another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home? Later.
The GEICO Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit GEICO.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Week. As a result, I am probably going to be postponing Botched Roll and this week's Nerd News till probably the weekend, where the temperature is supposed to drop off to the low 30s. And if you can believe, that's actually considered a break from this brutal, oppressive heat. And it, you know what? It's not so much the heat that bothers me. It's the humidity. Thankfully, when we rebuilt the studio computer, my buddy Kevin, who built it for me, put in a really good cooling system, so this thing doesn't heat up the room as much, but I'm also running the Mac at the same time, so this room does heat up quick, so I do apologize if I do sound a little bit uncomfortable, but as your news professional, I'm going to do my very best to give you the news from everywhere, from around the web, giving you my opinion on the new Suicide Squad movie. It's also giving you my brief thoughts on The Force Awakens. Lego Force Awakens on the Xbox One, coming to us from Warner Brothers, and Traveler's Tales. We'll talk about that a little closer to the end of the show. So, I guess let's talk about the big elephant in the room that everybody's been talking about. Suicide Squad had a tremendous opening weekend, opening well over $100 million. This is DC's second movie this year in their extended universe, which would be the third picture overall, beginning with Man of Steel, then Batman v Superman, and then finally with this one, Suicide Squad. And this movie, well, in short, I fell asleep three times, and that's not necessarily a quality of the film per se. I just haven't been sleeping so well. But from what I saw of the movie, which I saw probably about 90% of it, I liked what I saw, but I wasn't blown away. I guess, like everybody else, when we saw the amazing teaser trailer for this earlier this year, I think we were kind of hoping for DC's version of Guardians of the Galaxy. And if you've heard a lot of the behind-the-scenes drama with this movie, there were two different cuts of this movie that were competing. There's the David Ayer, who's the director of this movie. There was his cut, and then there was the company Trailer Park, which cut the teaser trailer for it. There was their cut, and then Warner Brothers was trying to compromise to find a cut that fell somewhere in the middle. And the director's gone on record saying the cut that's in theaters right now is his, but, you know, there's the movie you shoot, there's the movie you edit, then there's the movie that goes out to the public. So, but overall, though, I really liked Will Smith as Deadshot. Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn was quite good. Everybody else had their moments. I really felt that the Jared Leto Joker was just kind of there. Like, I wouldn't say he was unnecessary to the plot, but considering how much he was hyped up to be in the movie, okay, sure. Ultimately, I think they could have just reduced him to a significant cameo, and then if you're going to have him be the bad guy in the next Batman solo film, which is probably likely, I'm okay with that. I mean, he did a fine job, but he's no Heath Ledger, he's no Jack Nicholson. It's his own thing. And it works, and we're actually going to cover a news story relating to this in just a few minutes. But overall, though, the other characters, each of them had their own moments, but the problem is with Suicide Squad, you could tell stuff had been cut or stuff had been shuffled around. And I think that's the big problem, is this movie feels forced. There doesn't feel like there's any stakes. I mean, Viola Davis, who plays Amanda Waller, she gives off a really badass menace because she's that woman from, I think it's called How to Get Away with Murder or something. It's on like ABC or something. But she's really, 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 really good in this. Adam Beach, who randomly shows up as Slipknot for all of like 5 minutes. Passable job. Everybody else, Jai Courtney as Captain Boomerang. Kind of wish there was more interaction with him. I'm actually a big fan of his, especially after seeing the Divergent movies, and I really liked him as John Connor, or not John Connor, as Kyle Reese in the Terminator Genesis movie. So, I don't know. But overall, though, I'm going to say it's worth seeing, but go in with very much tempered expectations. I'm going to say this. It's probably the best of the DC reboot so far, or for the DC expanded universe stuff. Honestly, I would go Suicide Squad, Man of Steel, Batman v Superman. There isn't a lot of ways for you to dress up Batman v Superman to impress me, considering one of your major plot points is literally a jar of piss. I don't know. It's just not going to impress me no matter what. Even with the extended cut, I'm still not blown away by that. But it is better than the theatrical version that we got. There you go. There's my mini review of that. But that's what I have to say about Suicide Squad. Go check it out. But if you can see it on a cheap night, probably not a bad idea. Okay, so as I did mention, there is someone who's willing to go to court over this, a angry fan. This comes to us from therap.com. Evidently, a pissed off movie fan over in the UK on Reddit, Black Panther 2016, is armed with a list of specific clips which are featured in the trailer that ended up on the cutting room floor, including one in which the Joker says, "I can't wait to show you my toys." So he says, and this is a direct quote from him, "The trauma of being embarrassed as I was being kicked out and people laughing at me for wanting my refund, and also the 160 pounds of fuel money I used to drive to London from Scotland. Don't let them bribe you with their deluxe premium special director's gold extended edition supreme cut nonsense. You should get what they advertise as their first theater showing and what you paid for based on what they've shown you in their advertisements." Now, Leto has gone on record and said there is a sizable chunk of Joker footage that have been left out of the final product. And this does remind me of another theater movie. Like, someone sued the theater, and it was, I think, from the movie Jack Reacher, which was a Tom Cruise movie that came out a couple of years ago. And there were some shots in the trailer, and someone, I think, actually had successfully sued Warner Brothers, or not Warner Brothers, I think it was Paramount, rather, for saying, "Yeah, you lied to me. I didn't see this in the movie. Give me back my $5. And I think he won, all things considered. Now, is it worth going to court over a movie? No, Christ, no. What's wrong with you? I mean, ultimately, what do you expect to get out of this? I mean, I don't know what this guy hopes to achieve, because trailers are meant to be representative to get you in the theater. Not everything's going to be there. There's going to be stuff in the trailer that doesn't necessarily there isn't always going to be the shots that end up in the movie. Like, there's one shot of Harley Quinn cocking her baseball bat like a shotgun, and I'm pretty sure that's not in the trailer or not in the movie, but I don't know. Or there's even the scene where they're in the bar and they're asking, what do you have? Water, whiskey, blah, 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 blah. Water for you. Good idea. It's them lamenting how they are like, oh, well, we almost won. So you can't get pissed about this sort of thing. So I don't know. But other people were making fun of this guy, asking why he would drive hundreds of miles to a movie when he could have gone to dozens of cinemas that were closer. And although, to be fair, I can see where this guy's coming from. Because if I want to see a certain movie, I would go the extra distance to go see it in, like, a premium theater. Like, for me, if they ever do make a Mass Effect movie, I may make the effort to go see that in Los Angeles, so I can see it in the best possible theater, or maybe go to New York or something. Because I want the best. Hell, that's something I'd try and get tickets to the actual red carpet premiere for. Or I'm pretty sure I'd, like, kidnap someone from the cast. Either way, you get what I'm saying. But still, that's ridiculous. He's ridiculous. Let's move on to something a little bit less ridiculous. Okay, so huge fan of Blizzard's intellectual property, StarCraft. Love it. I've always loved the Protoss. I love the idea of the Zerg, who are basically, like, aliens sort of thing. And it's just, it's nuts. So, there's a rumor making the rounds right now that there's going to be an HD version of StarCraft, and it's going to be announced in September. So, according to this, multiple sources are reporting that Blizzard will reveal StarCraft HD to the public this September. The original StarCraft HD will be a remastered version that will retain the original gameplay and is said to have improved graphics, resolution, and user interface. According to iNews24, more details are to follow during November's BlizzCon event. Now, they're saying why September? Because the StarCraft II World Championship Series wraps up then in Mexico. So if they're going to make an announcement, it does kind of make a little bit of sense to do it with this. However, though, Blizzard has told Kotaku that they don't have any announcements to make at this time. Honestly, I'm actually kind of surprised we haven't gotten a StarCraft remake already, actually, using, like, the improved engine, as long as you keep the gameplay fairly intact to the last patch and whatnot. So, hopefully, we'll see something kind of badass come out of this. I'm a huge fan of StarCraft. In fact, I remember going and buying the original toys for this. I had the Space Marine. I had the Zerg Warrior. I can't remember if I had the Protoss guy or not. Pretty sure I did. But still, I'm really looking forward to those. I was actually talking today with someone on Twitter about this, whether she's had a chance to play this or not. She's like, no, not really. I'm like, motherfucker, do it. I remember when I bought my special edition of StarCraft II, they actually gave you StarCraft and StarCraft Brood War on the on a flash drive that looks like Jim Raynor's holographic dog tags. So I may have to install those, actually, at some point, because they're just via USB, so the games are pretty small themselves. So I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to this, because I do have all three versions. Like, StarCraft is the one game series I'll always go out and buy the special edition for. But I haven't played one since Wings of Liberty. So maybe when I get my new chair for the studio, maybe I'll sit down and actually start doing that. Because honestly, I'm not so much into it for the competitive play. I just want to see the storyline. I won't even read the wikis on them. So, although I'm pretty sure I've breezed over it and I think I know how it ends, but I don't remember, so good enough for me. I'll go through it again at some point. Okay. So, let's talk about this. This story tends to come up every couple of years. And we're talking about the live-action Star Wars series. And so for the last, like, 20 years or so, there's always been a conversation like, oh, yeah, we're going to do a live-action Star Wars, blah, blah, blah. However, though, ABC's entertainment president, Channing Dungay, I'm pretty sure I screwed up his name, he says, we've had conversations with Lucasfilm. We'll continue to have conversations with them. I think it would be wonderful if we could find a way to extend that we could extend that brand into our programming. It's all a little bit hush-hush. That company exists under a big shroud of secrecy. If you feel Marvel's secret of Lucasfilm takes it to a whole other level. Talks are ongoing. We don't have an official timeline of it yet. And it does make sense, because Star Wars Rebels is doing tremendously well. I think that premieres on the 24th of September. So I guess for my birthday, I guess my sister-in-law will probably get me Star Wars Rebels Season 2 on Blu-ray again this year. She got me Season 1 last year, and that was awesome. So looking forward to seeing Thrawn this year. I've watched about half of Season 2. I know we've played through a little bit of Rebels in the Star Wars Embers of the Jedi story on Terrible Warriors. So looking forward to seeing, now that we know Thrawn is officially canon, we could have some real fun with that. But a live-action TV show, I would keep it within the Rebels storyline, maybe just maybe after the defeat of the first Death Star, maybe focus it on a different Rebel group, like a different Rebel cell. So this way you can keep Luke and Leia, you can have them mentioned, but you don't necessarily need them. But the thing is, you have to be careful, though, because a show like this could easily spiral out of control. But it's Star Wars. Advertisers would be lining up out the friggin' door around the block to buy time on this, especially if it's well done and well written, which I can't see a Star Wars show not being, especially in today's day and age. So I don't know. I mean, I think it'd be cool if ABC does get a live action Star Wars. Now, supposedly they have 50 scripted episodes ready for a show that was going to be called Star Wars Underworld. And this was from something that was told to another website back in 2012. I think it was Rick McCallum. He said to them back in 2012, it's so unlike anything you've ever associated with George before in relation to Star Wars. These aren't for kids. I mean, we'll hope they'll watch, but it's not being targeted to an 8-9-year-old boy. The situation we have is that each episode, or if you put it, two episodes longs together, is bigger than any film we've done. It's on the Avatar level. We'll only have about 5 or 6 million we can spend on each episode, which is nuts when you really kind of think about it. But still, though, like I said, if it was approached correctly, you could make something really, really, really kind of kick-ass. Hell, you made a TV series about bounty hunters. Follow a young Boba Fett. Follow Jodo Cast or something. I don't know. I'm spitballing here at this point, but hey, that could be tremendously badass. Okay, so I got two more stories here. Well, one story and one review. If you guys remember, months ago, I reported on that supposedly alien megastructure. It was a star known as KIC 8462852, and people were wondering if its weird flickering could be the result of, for lack of a better description, halo. Did it have an alien Dyson sphere around it? And they were looking at it and they're like, oh no, we don't think it's that, but they couldn't really explain it one way or the other. Well, they've been looking at it a little bit more closer over the last couple of years, going back looking at some older data, and they've noticed that the star's luminosity actually continues to diminish. And one of the quotes that they've said is, we spent a long time trying to convince ourselves this wasn't real. We just weren't able to. So this star's luminosity would drop by 4%. And that sounds like nothing, but it really isn't in terms of stellar output. So the star they've said, I think they're calling it Tabby's star, decrease in luminosity by approximately 0.3% or 0.34% per year. For the next 200 days, it dimmed more rapidly. Its total stellar flux dropped by 2% before finally kind of leveling off. And then roughly it faded 3% more during 4 years that the Kepler Space Telescope was able to kind of stare at it. And they also examined 500 other stars in the vicinity. No other stars could absolutely do that. They even went back and looked over the past 100 years and discovered that possibly this data may not necessarily be correct, but the star's total output has dropped by 19%. So that's frankly pretty friggin' weird. No one really kind of knows what the hell's causing this. And I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not saying it's aliens. I'm really not even saying it's that, not even to be ironic or sarcastic. I'd like to know what's causing it. And I don't know. Are there any implications for us? I mean, oh, if it is aliens, what does that mean? What does that mean in terms of, I guess, stellar engineering sort of thing? Or maybe what if it's something completely natural? What does that mean for us? So, yeah, just I'm impressed. Okay, so I want to offer you guys some quick thoughts on LEGO Star Wars The Force Awakens. It's a LEGO Star Wars game. What more can I really tell you other than that? I mean, you play through the events of the movie, which is a lot more put together than the last couple of LEGO games. I think the best one recently would probably be Jurassic World's one I probably enjoyed the most. LEGO Avengers had its issues because it was so all over the place. But LEGO Star Wars, they used clips from the movie, people that sound like Harrison Ford and Daisy Ridley and whatnot to kind of push the plot forward. And you'll do your typical build, destroy, and whatnot. But there's even sections where people have described it as baby's first Gears of War. That's not wrong, and I'm actually really a big fan of those sections. There's some pretty cool flight sections in there, too, which other reviewers have compared them to way more enjoyable than Star Fox Zero. And that's kind of, I think that's a real point to say just how bad Star Fox Zero sucked. But no, seriously, when you play through this game, having the freedom of flight, either when you're like taking out TIE fighters or flying over that huge lake near that castle, there's just, it's freedom. It's LEGO freedom in an X-Wing. It's something kind of special, and I really, really, really kind of do dig it. Beating this game should take you around 8 hours. There's a bunch of different hub worlds, which do take a little bit to load. So if you want to go back and do challenges, collect gold bricks and whatnot, it is going to take you a little bit longer. But if you're playing on next-gen consoles anyway, who cares? If you bought the Season's Pass, you'll get some additional content. I know as of this week, if you got it on PlayStation 3 or 4, you get to learn how C-3PO got his red arm. I think the DLC is called the Phantom Limb or something like that. I got this on Xbox One, so I really couldn't tell you. But no, seriously, this is probably the best LEGO Star Wars game so far, especially of the new stuff. Because you know next year when we have Rogue One, we'll have one for that too. I can't wait to see what's going to happen when all three movies are done in the new trilogy, to see what their complete saga is going to look like, or whether you'll literally play through LEGO Star Wars from prequel to the end of Starkiller Base, or whatever the hell is going to be the next big bad. But no, seriously, I really do think you should pick this up. It's fun for you and your kids. Using the different characters is a lot of fun. BB-8's a badass. I love playing as Finn, just because, you know, he's Finn, man. Come on. most badass stormtrooper ever, because, you know, he's Mr. Big Deal. But anyway, no, seriously, it is worth checking out, and I really think you should pick up the season's pass too, just to get the extra characters and all the other content that comes out with these games. It's most certainly worth it. They give you a pretty good bang for your buck, and not all season's passes do that. So anyway, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for me here on This Week in Geeks Nerd News Network. Hopefully you guys are going to find a way to stay cool as we go through this brutal heat wave, because it sucks. So anyway, guys, I am out of here. I'll catch you guys again next time right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net. I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying live free or die hard.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face.
And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
You gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with a shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh, my gosh. Freak. Die. Holy crap. Whoa. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content. As well, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.